natural hygiene. You wash your hands. When I go on tour, I shake a lot of hands. I wash my hands a lot. There are practical things we can do in daily life to not be swarmed by bacteria and viruses. But mostly you want to keep a healthy immune system. An energized body has a stronger immune system. There are three primary causes of physical illness. One is toxicity. You all know what toxicity is like. You're aware of that. When you've partied a little too much around the holidays, you've eaten more food than you can effectively eliminate, and your breath feels funny and you feel sluggish and full and so on. That's toxicity, when you take in more than you can eliminate effectively. Second reason for illness is enervation. Enervation is being tired, fatigued, and it's not the kind of healthy fatigue that comes from a good workout. It's a kind of fatigue that's stress over time. Overworking at work, you're stressed out and you're just exhausted a lot. When you overdo it, not enough rest. And the third reason is imbalance. When the body's thrown out of whack. Chronic, strong, emotional upsets over time. Kind of suppressed, holding back on emotions. When you're really not confronting those emotional issues, it can throw the body out of balance. Bloodstream out of balance. Too much acid or base, though the body does a lot to balance itself. Imbalance is the third reason. So if you avoid toxicity, avoid enervation, and avoid imbalances, remain centered, your immune system is stronger, and it helps to energize your body. The Holy Trinity of health. What do you think is the most important aspect of health that you can control? Is it diet? Nope, it's exercise. Pablo Airola, who has dedicated his life to studying nutrition, studied long-lived peoples all over the world, said it's better to eat a standard American diet, abbreviated SAD, SAD, and exercise regularly than to eat a perfect organic vegetarian or vegan diet, natural foods only, and not exercise. Exercise is the key. So exercise is the first of the Holy Trinity of health. The second area is diet. And let me just relate to you briefly seven dietary principles. First, less food. Doesn't mean starve yourself. It means a little bit less food. Leave a little on your plate. Many of us have been conditioned to do otherwise. I actually feel best often when I'm on tour because I don't have the pantry to sneak into and I eat less. Doesn't mean starve yourself. Let's make that clear. See, long-lived peoples eat maybe three-quarters or half the calories that developed cultures eat. There were some studies. One rat study, they gave some rats half rations, and later they tested them for immune response and health and long life. Those rats lived longer, the ones that ate less. Their immune systems were stronger. In every way, they did far better than the rats who ate whatever and how much they wanted. So eat less, slightly less food. This is not good advice for someone who's anorexic, for example. But other than an eating disorder, for most of us, we do better eating a little bit less instead of that second helping. Give it a little time and see if you're still hungry 20 minutes later. Less food. Second principle. Less protein. Less protein. So many of us are afraid of not getting enough protein. When I became a vegetarian, by the way, I don't like to label myself. I'm not really a vegetarian. I just haven't particularly been hungry for meat for about 35 years. But I don't tell people, don't eat meat anymore. There are many good reasons not to, but I don't tell people that because each of us is different. Some people, some of us here have a certain kind of energy level where we get a little spaced out if we don't eat any animal products at all. So it's not my religion, vegetarianism. I found it works best for me. I eat very few animal products at all. And I'm 92 years old. Well, that's a slight exaggeration. Less protein. But I had a lot of fears. But if I don't eat meat, how will I get my protein to be strong? My coach, when I told him I was a vegetarian, said, Dan, you know, you're going to have to eat meat for your strength. My doctor at that time said, your leg, I had shattered my right leg in a motorcycle accident years ago. He said, you've got to eat meat for the iron. Well, I fooled them both. I was one of the strongest gymnasts in the country that year, and my leg healed extraordinarily quickly. You don't need to worry about protein. You don't need to stuff with tofu. Frances Moore LePay, in her book Diet for a Small Planet, in her first edition of the book, said you have to combine certain foods to make the complete amino acids so you can get the protein. Her second edition, she said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Just eat a variety of foods. All foods have protein. All foods have amino acids. Just eat a varied diet. I haven't owned a scale for years. The only thing a scale is good for is to do weight strength exercises with. And I haven't worried about protein for years. The diseases associated with protein in this world are not from lack of protein, they're from too much protein. Far more illness and disease from too much protein than from lack of it. But we have this fear, we've grown up with it. We've been programmed by certain industries, primarily meat and dairy. You've got to have your meat, you've got to have your dairy. Not so. Dave Scott, 3-time Ironman triathlon, most endurance athletes eat very little animal protein. So, am I suggesting don't eat protein? Of course not. You can't not eat protein. You'll get plenty. But eat less. Again, long-lived cultures, the Hunzas, those in Russia, many cultures around the world, they eat far less protein than we do. The third dietary principle is eat a variety of foods. Some of us get locked into certain foods, but there's a survival value in a variety of foods. In other countries, many people grow this hybrid grains that have different kinds of grains. We tend to get pure grains, just pure white rice and certain flours. The more grains, 9-grain breads, things like that, I recommend. Variety of foods. The fourth is experiment. Trust your instincts. There was a study done with young children in which children were given a variety of foods in front of them, and they were, these are about 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, they were allowed to eat whatever they found appealing. And some kids would go right up to the carbohydrates, the sweet rolls, the jelly things, and eat those for maybe half a day. They'd just sit there and stuff on those because, boy, they taste good. But after a while, the children gravitated somewhere else. They didn't keep going back. They went over and munched on carrots or apples, slices, or they'd go eat some more animal protein or whatever. What happened was, even though they would select different things, someone monitored each child's food over the 2 weeks. And over the 2-week period, the children had eaten a well-balanced diet. And they'd never read Adele Davis or a health book. We need to trust our instincts, but we need to refine our instincts as well. You refine your instincts. How do you do that? Exercise, and once in a while you do a brief fast. If you have fasted more than 2 days, at the end of the fast, you know the last thing you want to eat is a candy bar. You want whole grain cereal, or you have a craving for a carrot or an apple or fruit.